Hello and welcome to the second episode of the Enigma podcast. I tried recording this episode last night, but my mouth and my throat were so dry I couldn't continue. So this episode might be a little bit shorter than the last one. This episode is entitled Free ASAP. For those of you who don't know, rapper ASAP Rocky was arrested in Sweden over some assault charges. He's been in Swedish prison for a little over 3 weeks now, and this all went down on June 30th, but he's been in a Swedish jailhouse since July 3rd, and I think he's about to go on trial. But the reason this story got so much traction is because of President Donald Trump, who tried to get ASAP Rocky out of jail at the behest of his friend Kanye West. So what happened was, on June 30th, ASAP and his entourage were walking through the streets of Stockholm, which I believe is the capital of Sweden, when they were followed and harassed by these two young men. And ASAP's bodyguard tried to defuse the situation, but one of the young men threw his headphones at ASAP's bodyguard. And these two men continued to follow ASAP and his entourage until eventually ASAP basically just tossed this guy. If you watch the video, which is online, ASAP grabbed this guy and just threw him across the street. The video should be on YouTube. That's where I watched it. But these two young men were given multiple chances to walk away, but they just persisted. And in my opinion, ASAP was acting in self-defense, but he's still gonna go to trial, and I don't know, he might get convicted. But I mean, I don't know if Sweden has an extradition agreement with the US, I'm not sure. But what happened was, Trump tried to negotiate with the Prime Minister of Sweden to release ASAP, but Sweden basically told him to fuck off. So now Trump went ahead and basically tweeted, but you know, he just said, oh, you know, I'm so disappointed. He just basically bitched and moaned about how Sweden was being unfair. I just hope he doesn't start a war or a trade war with them. You know, I would hate for the price of my shitty IKEA furniture to go up. I'm sorry, I just had to take a dig at IKEA. Their furniture is just horrible. But anyway, what I wanted to discuss actually is this broader debate about immigration and welfare and refugees, because ASAP's actually caught in the middle of this debate regarding these topics, because the two young men who attacked ASAP and his entourage were not native Swedes. They were Afghan refugees. The guy who initiated this altercation by throwing his headphones at ASAP's bodyguard was 19-year-old Mustafa Jafari, who's an Afghan refugee. And this guy actually has a criminal record. I think he's been arrested like 4 times. And I just recently read this Slate article titled ASAP Rocky versus Sweden. And the article goes into length about immigration and welfare and you know, refugees receiving welfare, and It sort of read like some like a Tucker Carlson piece, like if you know like it read like a Tucker Carlson rant. You know, for those of you who don't know, Tucker Carlson's a host on Fox News who basically spouts white nationalism, and that's what this article read as. The gist of it was that immigrants, refugees, whatever, are receiving the bulk of the welfare, whereas native Swedes are not. And this article just painted immigrants from Africa and the Middle East as criminals. And towards the end of the article, the author of this article, his name is Anders Walkers. Now, I don't know if this guy's a racist or a nationalist or whatever, and frankly, I don't care. And again, I don't want to judge this guy. But he said, I'm paraphrasing here, that when Sweden was blonde hair and blue eyed, the welfare state didn't matter. But now that there's this new crop of immigrants and refugees in the country, Sweden might rethink their welfare program. And I mean, Sweden does have a robust welfare state compared to the US. And that's largely due to fossil fuels. All these Nordic countries, the reason they can afford these robust welfare programs is because of the fossil fuel industry. That's how they subsidize all of it. All right? And Sweden, along with Germany, is one of the few European countries that's actually accepted a large number of refugees from Africa and the Middle East and all these people from these war-torn regions of the world. And I mean, I don't know the stats. But according to this author, and he uses a lot of anecdotal evidence, I'd have to look in the real numbers, but basically he states that immigrants are responsible for the majority of crimes, and there are these no-go zones in Sweden where the police won't even go. And these are basically ghettoized neighborhoods where these immigrants have basically colonized in entire neighborhoods where Swedish natives can't go into, hence the name no-go zones. And now there's this movement within Swedish society where they're starting to become more nativist, more nationalist, similar to what's going on here in the US. And I forgot the name of the party, but I think it's the Swedish Democrat Party or something. I forgot what the party was called. I'd have to look at the article again, but it's something like that, the Sweden Democrat Party. And you know, they have this slogan which translates to send them home, which ties back into what Trump basically tweeted last weekend when he attacked the squad. For those of you who don't know who the squad are, they are four newly elected congresswomen of color, and who are progressive in their politics. And basically, last weekend, Trump tweeted out, you know, he basically told them to go back to where they came from. He said, if you don't like the US, you know, you're here, you're complaining so much. If you hate it here so much, why don't you just go back to where you came from? That's, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but that's the gist of his tweet that he tweeted out last week, aimed at these four congresswomen, these four progressive congresswomen of color. And then later that week, he held a rally in North Carolina where the crowd chanted, send her back to one of the members of the squad, Ilhan Omar, who herself is a Somali refugee who represents Minnesota. And Trump tried to, after the rally, tried to absolve himself by saying, "Oh, yeah, I quickly intervened." No, you didn't. This dude waited like 13 seconds before he said anything. And I mean, look, there's just, this rise in nationalism all over the world. And frankly, I don't know what's causing it. Like, I really don't know. To me, it kind of just hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, it was a shock because I thought we had moved past this point. But yeah, I don't know what's causing it, and I don't know, I'm a little worried about the future. I really don't know what's going to happen with this rise of nationalism. It's happening all over the world. And again, I don't know if there's a solution for it, but yeah, I mean, that's all I have to say that on that topic. So, yeah, I think I'm just going to end it here. Like I said, this was going to be a shorter episode. And yeah, I just hope everything works out for ASAP. So, again, Troy, signing out.